This is the State of Things broadcasting from the Triad Stage Upstage Cabaret in Greensboro. I'm Frank Stachar. A couple of years ago, guitarist Jim Boitnot found a band with a simple mission: find freedom in music. Jim had a long career playing with other people's compositions. When he started to develop his own sound, he found that music was most fun when he was breaking the rules. He really loved the sound of flamenco guitar. He paired that with Bulgarian folk music, added some Brazilian percussion and the fiddle, and voila, the Estanza Project. And they are with us today. The Estanza Project is a fusion band based in Greensboro, and they are Jim Boitnot on guitar, Kevin Dollar on guitar as well. William von Dergoltz is on percussion, and Josh Wiesner on the fiddle. So, Jim, let me start with you. Give us a little idea about the genesis of this group. Tell us more about how it got started.
Well, as you were saying, I was playing a lot of different shows across the country where I was playing other people's music. They were paying me to play gigs, playing things a certain way, and, you know, do this. And it's great. It's a great, you know, job to have, to play music anyway. But I was falling out of love with it a little bit, and I didn't feel the way when I was growing up, played rock music and had a lot of fun with it. I went to college for classical and started playing different styles of jazz and classical, and sometimes I felt more restricted than I liked. So I started performing with a friend of mine, or just actually jamming. His name was Lubo Asnov, who's from Bulgaria. Now he lives in Los Angeles. And we started playing, and what ended up happening was immediately I knew that I really enjoyed what we were doing. My next-door neighbor, who was William, was playing in a Brazilian ensemble called Espresso Brazil here in Greensboro. So I asked him to come over and join us, and right away we hit it off, and it became a really successful, you know, collaboration between all of us. What we went from there is started writing songs, started performing, and then Lubo moved about a year ago to Los Angeles, and that's when Josh and Kevin joined me from then.
What about the name?
Estanza Project. Well, I wish I could come up with something really cool. what really happened was, you know, I've spent some time in marketing, and so I was trying to think of a name that when someone did a search engine result or looked for something, there wouldn't be much about it. And there was a cycling team, and I like cycling. They call it Astana. And I said, well, I like that word. And it's the capital of Kazakhstan. So I said, what happens if you put a Z on it? Estanza. Well, that's cool. And the project thing always came from the idea of, I always want this to be always changing, ever evolving style of music with, you know, all of our styles change as we change. So for example, when Lubo was doing the Bulgarian stuff, it's because he did that. Now our sound is different because Kevin and Josh is here. So our sound is different because of them. And I don't want to make this something about, this is our sound, stick to it. It becomes whatever, who's ever playing in the group. So it was a kind of just, I needed to find a name that I could find a search engine result for and a domain and that I liked and went through
and
a couple
that was
things.
Somehow connected with the capital of Kazakhstan. Because you're not going to be successful unless you have that.
It's cycling team to Kazakhstan to a Z in the word project, and we're number one on search engine results.
Well, let's hear what sound you have today. Will you play a song for us?
Yeah, this one's called Lost in Socorro. I actually wrote it when my wife and I went to where she was born in Socorro, New Mexico. And it's a story about us. Starts off kind of slow, us driving through Albuquerque to Socorro. And then we got there, and we completely got lost. There were dirt roads, no paved roads in the area we're in, and I think you'll hear all about the story here.
The Estanza Project, Jim Boitnot and Kevin Dollar on guitar, Josh Wiesner on violin, and William Fundergoltz on percussion. Jim, the ethnomusicologists tell us that landscape often plays a part in the way music sounds from place to place. You've got a blend of sounds and influences, and then you take this trip to New Mexico with your wife. That has certainly a characteristic landscape. Does that play a part in your music? Did it play a part in the New Mexico series anyway?
You know, it does, because New Mexico's got its own personality to me. It's a gorgeous place, and the people there are great. And the music that you hear there, the local music, is an interesting blend of various styles of musicians. So I'd say, yeah, I was definitely influenced by not just the music I heard, but the people and the place, but also with the way we are here and the sound that you hear. So, William's from Brazil. I'm from Virginia. Kevin's from North Carolina, and we're all kind of regional outside of William. So his background, my background, flamenco, the gypsy music that Kevin plays, the kind of Americana roots stuff that Josh brings to it, as well as the background in popular music that some of us have, is kind of where we kind of pull all this together. So all the influence come together and they mold to where it is.
Well, I want to ask William a question, because you mentioned, William, you say you're from Brazil. I wonder what kind of, and you do percussion in this group. What kind of music did you listen to growing up in Brazil?
Well, basically it was the Brazilian samba, the carnaval, what you call down there, the batucada, which is a very easy and loose type of kind of music everybody plays. When I was a kid, I started playing with a matchbox. Oh. You just take half of the matches from there and start to play. That's a normal thing. And then I guess you cut from there.
Well, let me ask you one more question. I'm going to point you to that mic over there while I ask that question. How about the sound of this group? You listen to all those different styles. This group, I'm told, you were surprised at how well and how quickly you came together as a group and got your sounding that rich.
Well, I think that...
You got to get real close to that thing. You're going to have to stoop down. Yeah, sorry.
Now, when I was invited by Jim, I was surprised, and he said, what do you think about joining another band? I said, well, what are you going to do? I mean, it's, play Brazilian music, and how my music going to be together with yours? And he just said, no, I just want you to come together, and so let's see what happens. So it's basically happening,
Okay, what? Let's make it happen again, will you? Play another song.
Sure. Want to do Tonight? Thank you.
The Greensboro-based Astanza Project. You can hear the band this Friday in Greensboro at Tate Street Coffee House. For more information and information about their dates, visit astanzaproject.com. That's spelled A-H-S-T-A-H-N-Z-A-H. Or is that my pronouncer? Oh, look up Astanza Kazakhstan. You'll find them. Find out more about them. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Thank you for being here. I'm Frank Stachow.